Hit it, boys.
Hey! Give me a listen. Your corpses of cheer. At least those of you who still got an ear. I'll tell you a story and make a skeleton cry of our own jubiliciously lovely corpse bride. Miles around when a mysterious stranger came into town. He was plenty good looking, but down on his cash. And our poor little baby, she fell hard and fast when her daddy said no. She just couldn't cope, so our lovers came up with a plan to elope.
Die, die, we all pass away. We're broken around, but it's really okay. You might try and hide, but you might try and pray. But we all end up southern angels.
Except for a few things, or so I'm told, like the family jewels and a satchel of gold.
Then next to the graveyard by the old oak tree, on a dark foggy night at 2:45, she was ready to go, but where was he?
And then
she waited.
And then
there are the shadows. Was it the man?
And then
her little heart beat so loud.
And then
baby, everything went black.
Now when she opened her eyes, she was dead as dust. Her jewels were missing and her heart was bust. So she made a vow, lying under that tree, that she'd wait for her true love to come set her free. Always waiting for someone to ask for her hand. When out of the blue comes this groovy young man who vowed his forever to be by her side. And that's the story of our
Oh,
everybody out there in Radio Land. I'm your host, Dr. NGK, welcoming you to another episode of Radio Redux. On my left in the Radio Redux studio is the ever so lovely Echo Hawk. Say hello, Echo.
Hi, guys.
She's got a sketch pad on her lap, and she's not afraid to use it. And a pencil. And a look of puzzlement. Or is that anger? Or is it fear? No, it's anger. Anyway, we're back once again. The music you're listening to. Considering this show was a lot closer to Halloween than I originally thought, I thought we'd bust out the Halloween music once more, the Halloween version of the theme. Why not? We only get to use it once a year, otherwise it seems a bit of a waste. At the very beginning, we had from Tim Burton's Corpse Bride, we had Remains of the Day. And that was followed up by, from Sonic Heroes, Mystic Mansion. I really like Mystic Mansion.
I didn't like the level.
It's a piece of music.
I love the music. The music's great. But the level itself is a little...
I think Mystic Mansion gets lost in people's minds with Cryptic Castle. Think of that spooky one from Heroes. And they think, oh yeah, Cryptic Castle.
They seem similar.
Well, they two sides of the same coin, I suppose. Anyway, we're here. I'll be answering your questions about all sorts of things, and discussing all manner of topics that you want to throw at us. If you do want to throw a topic at us, can you sort of, you know, be sure not so it doesn't hit us? Because you know we bruise easily.
I do.
Yeah, we're sensitive skin.
Pale skin, bouncy flesh. So, yeah, kind of. I bruise easily. I could slam into something, not even know it, and have a big old gaping bruise.
Right.
It's true.
We're gonna be talking about the fuss about the world record as well.
Oh. Okay.
Mainly because I said that I would.
Okay.
I said in the Sonic Stadium topic, because if you didn't know, the brief summary of it is, those of you who are at Summer of Sonic 2008 will know that a world record was set for speed. You out there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Speed. Yeah. Sure. Yay. Speed run through Green Hill. Act 1.
Yeah.
And and the world record was set. It was. And the other day at the Golden Joysticks, Guinness, as in Guinness World Records, not the brand of alcoholic beverages, which is allegedly good for you, but not good for toucans apparently because they're not doing so well in the wild. So you would have thought that they'd be doing fantastically. For Guinness, you know. Yeah, just throwing it in there. Anyway, they did they teamed up with LucasAid at the Golden Joysticks, and basically they set a world record for Sonic the Hedgehog. Everyone's going, record! And ways sort of yes and no situation. But they are kind of advertising it like it's like the first time anyone's ever done that, and it's wrong, and I'm going to tell you just how it's wrong in a bit. It is time to go down the list indeed. Because there's lots of people listening in, lots of hangover, I think. Lightning asks, could you play me Massive Power Mix? Is that the Crush 14 Face to Faith one?
I don't know, actually. But it's very possible.
For the list, bottom to top, Spondy isn't at the bottom for once.
Really?
No, because it's the _ Spondy.
Oh, people are doing the today. They're just
the D'Artagnan. The, you know, yeah. Anyway, Lightning says it is.
Okay.
Okay, starting at the bottom, we have the DJ. Then
the DJ. You have
the DJ.
The DJ.
Square, open square bracket, the DJ, close square brackets, end of line.
Nice.
Zero underscore ninja. Wide, Voltic Wind. Voltic Wind. VJ, who is cooking, but we kind of knew he was.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, VJ, what you got cooking? How about cooking something up for the rest of the chat room, because we're all really hungry. Trigon Tiki the Spond. The Jake the Weasel. The D'Artagnan. T-Bird. SDK, Steve, Sonic AD. Then Shadowfox 04, Shades, who's maybe gone somewhere. Maybe he hasn't. Maybe he hasn't. Who knows? Ringtail Fox, Project Phoenix, a perfect 32. Who wears a 12. Maybe keep a little 2 for me. Lightning, Kiddo, Joe Forever, Fire in the Hole! Iron Eagle Vanto, Bluebird 95, AUK, who's on SSR. Rolkan, The Blitz Chris, The Biafra, MK, Birdie. Dreadnux and the Chan Bot.
Yep.
Yeah. Rumor has it, the Chan Bot is actually the one in charge of Sonic Stadium.
Mm.
You know.
I've never seen anybody dissing Chan Bot, that's for sure.
No one dares. He's one of these ones that stalks them there. He stalks people.
He's a stalker? I didn't think so.
Hmm. Well, I'm just thinking there's several people in the chat room we haven't seen for a while.
Hmm. Well, they might be off doing other things.
And, of course, we've also got Black Draco listening in. I'm not sure if the Knights crew are listening in or not.
They might be. They tend to be. They have been for several weeks now.
Yeah, they'll tweet, I suppose.
They'll tweet. Because that's what they do. They don't go on MSN, they don't go on the IRC, they tweet. That's all they do, all day, filling up our inboxes with tweets of nonsense and things. No, they do tweet a lot.
Tweet, perchance to dream. Ah, there's the rub. And I've run out of characters. Whoops. Anyway. Yeah. So please get all your stuff in terms of questions. You can tweet them to @SonicRex. You can send a mail to RadioRedux@SonicRex.com. You can put them in the chats if you want to PM us, and we'll answer your questions.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the most common way is, of course, to go on the SonicRex forum in Ferial Online. And pop your questions in the relevant thread there. We're also doing a special feature on the show today. Echo Hawk is going to draw you a picture. But we'd like you to suggest... Well, this is a dodgy... It's going to be dodgy, isn't it? The suggestion. So some idiot's going to come out with
some. There are limitations.
There are limitations. Go on. A character or someone...
It can be anything, really.
Anything.
But it cannot be an original character because I'm not going to go look up original characters to draw.
She's going to sketch you something during the show, basically.
So it can be anything. It's just he's going to pick it and I'm going to draw it. And then at some point, probably in the next day or two, I'll probably scan it in somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't be original characters. It's either got to be something I know, cameo characters, you know.
So just narrow it down to Sonic, just raise.
If you wanted to, just really, whatever.
Right. A Sonic character in a situation which is neither pornographic nor likely to get Echo thrown in jail, please. Anyone who picks Sonic, you know, clap clap, well done you.
I can do Sonic in a minute. I can officially draw Sonic in a minute. That's as quickly as I can do him.
Yeah. Has to be, if you pick Sonic, it has to be Sonic in a really strange situation.
Perhaps a suit.
I am.
Perhaps an outfit.
Oh, he's been drawn in a suit before.
Mm-hmm.
Several times, actually. I'm just calling on the fan base to think originality. Sorry.
Oh dear.
Oh dear, fan base being called on for originality. Oh dear, it's the end times,
yes,
people.
You have an echidna.
It is the end
you
times.
You have an echidna.
Yes, I have an echidna. So what?
There.
Hedgehog girl.
You don't care. Mine's
how many hedgehogs are there, damn it? How many hedgehogs?
Never enough.
Never enough, huh?
Never enough. More hedgehog. Becca demands more hedgehogs.
More hedgehogs.
Yes. What? If I could have a hedgehog, I would have a hedgehog. But you're like, no, they're wild animals. Leave them alone. I'm like,
eh. Yeah. So, I'm just thinking of the characters you like. I mean, it was Shadow, and then it went to Metal Sonic.
That's only because I mentioned that the other night in a way that disturbed you greatly.
You got a crush on Metal Sonic.
So?
So.
He's the most realistic of all of them. It could be possible. Leave me alone.
All dating data has been copied.
You're ridiculous. Anyway, you're not even looking at the suggestions.
I am. Anyway, let's have a look. See.
Anything substantial.
Jake Levine says some say that he controls the SSR and that he lives inside AUK's rear pocket. I'm assuming that means on my jeans.
Probably. I didn't know you put anything back there, frankly. Oh, crap.
Shadow Fox 04 says Sonic made of potatoes.
Ah, it's gonna be hard. I'm gonna go hunch rice on it, probably. That'd be strange.
Ining Avant says draw Sonic the Werehog fighting metal.
That'd be something. Well, like, you're the one who's picking it. I'm letting you pick it.
I'd say Were Metal Sonic, actually.
That'd be interesting, but that's gonna be a rough one. See, now it's pouring and everything.
Jake the Weasel says Knack the Weasel doing knackish things.
I don't know how to...
Lightning says Sonic in Halo armor.
Done. It's been done.
Yeah.
I've seen that one.
Phoenix... Actually, Project Phoenix says Metal Werehog as well.
But Metal Werehog.
Metal Werehog's looking good.
You're the one who's the chooser here.
Sonic in a UFO. Sonic in the Marines with an AK-47.
Oh, dear.
Shadow in Doom. Jake the Weasel is Sonic being Richard Hammond.
They just look at each other with like these shifty eyes.
I think Grant is now saying draw Silver singing.
And I've drawn Silver singing.
And then SDK follows up with draw Silver in drag.
If they know my DeviantArt, which they should, because it's EchoHawk at deviantart.com, I've already done it in a Sonic meme. I have Silver singing already. It was kind of a lame drawing, but I like it.
Oh, see you, see.
See,
T's gone.
Oh, T.
Dreads are gone as well. Oh, dear.
See, look, they all scamper off.
Ingo Valentine says Knuckles is Mr. T. Oh, I'll tell you, there's some close run things here.
Oh, would you
be? Shrevon Source has already seen Knuckles as Mr. T. Talk about Zombieland if you've seen it.
No,
so Jake,
we haven't seen it,
so no.
I know somebody who has. That helps me out.
Lightning's giving us a question. Okay, I say.
What do you want?
I agree with Project Phoenix. We've both had the same idea, and I say you must go and draw Metal Wear Sonic. Metal Wear Hog.
Grant.
Metal Sonic the Wear Bot.
Wear Bot. Yeah,
or something.
Totally is gonna make sense.
Well, it says I pity the Eggman. I pity the Eggman! Who doesn't respect my jewels? Fire in the Hole says Metal Wear Shadow the Fox.
That doesn't make any sense.
Fire in the Hole, go sit in the corner. Anyway, I think it's time for some music.
You do what you want, I'm drunk.
My voice is going, I don't know why.
Have a drink then.
Oh, shut up.
He's gonna nick my drink, isn't he? That's your idea of getting.
No, my drink, for dear, getting a drink will actually involve me getting a drink, believe me. What can we have?
I don't know. Probably something Metal Sonic-y or Werehog-y.
Well, since we're talking about metal, let's do that. We'll have What I'm Made Of. What I'm made of. But we're going to have the Last Boss version 2 version. I think I saw Vija's back. Back, and we want to know what he's cooked. We'll find out what Vija cooked. And why he didn't invite any of us to have some. Aye. After the music. We'll start off though with... Sock CD. We're going to have US past version of Metal Madness from Sonic CD. Then we're going to have the Werehog fighting theme.
You from love Unleashed. That theme.
I love it. It's genius.
It's not the worst thing to listen to every time you're beating the hell out of whatever you're beating the hell out of.
Da, 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 da. And then we're going to have What I'm Made Of.
Whatever.
Okay, guys, that's a fair chunk of music you got there. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, we'll be talking about the Crush 40 thing that came out. The little demo of the album that June put up the other day.
That's a little bit of an odd thing to do, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Putting up a demo of an... Or is it just like a couple of seconds of the song?
Well, you can listen to it. We'll be playing it later.
Oh, okay.
I kind of semi-promised June that we would.
Oh, okay.
So it's being played later. And we've got that and the questions, and we're talking about Lucozade and stuff. I'm off for a drink, which isn't Lucozade. And feel free to get your questions in. We'll see you in a bit.
latest from around the globe. This is Radio Redux News with Archangel UK.
Echo was just saying to me, you haven't used that in yonks. No, I haven't. Anyway, I might as well say it's the news because...
It is news.
It is news. The picture, by the way, for Metal Wear Sonic, Wear Metal Sonic, is coming along quite nicely.
It's kind of shit, but I'm working with it. I've got an idea in my head and it's steadily playing.
Looks like he's a bit more of a punk at the moment.
Well, because think about it. He has the spikes.
Yeah, I'm going with it.
Fine. He's a little punky. It's going to get more interesting when I do the arms, obviously.
I'm surprised no one's noticed the error in Mario and Sonic DS, actually, with regards to Metal Sonic.
The error?
In all of Metal Sonic Celebrations. It's only his celebrations, mind. He's actually, his eyes are blue.
Aww, that's cute. That must mean he's happy.
Assumedly.
That must mean he's happy. Yay! But that's not a guy.
Anyway,
mind fuck.
Do you see the image of on the link? I have no idea what you're talking about, Lightning. LucasAid. Yeah, the first thing that probably should be aware of is that, the whole concept of this thing was LucasAid Alert Plus wanted to do something at the Golden Joysticks, and they wanted to team up with Guinness, and they came up with the idea that, you know, LucasAid... You know, keeps your reactions quick, everything. So who's the quickest video game? Oh, it's Sonic. Let's do something with Sonic. So they went ahead and announced this thing, and then much later on, after we sort of went, excuse me, they thought, oh yes, of course, you'll probably go and actually, you know, check with Sega if it's okay, and let Sega know, because we're saying all this stuff about our product and their character and their property, you know. So it might be a good idea if we actually converse with them about it. So, I have the press release here. This is the activity overview. Okay, this is what we got sent. Okay, playing Sonic the Hedgehog demands absolute mental accuracy and concentration from the player to achieve optimum performance. Gameplay shares many of the positive characteristics of the product's benefits of LucasAid Alert Plus, thus delivering mutual brand benefits, credibility with gaming enthusiasts, and a great story for mainstream media at the world's most popular video games award event.
Have you
said? Right, now it comes to the whole point of the world records that were set. Now, I just, I've forgotten the chap's name. So let me just look up Sonic Stadium, if it's there. That was an error appearing on the page earlier. I hope it isn't there now. Oh God, it's taking ages for Sonic Stadium to load.
Sometimes.
Fail. Here we go. The chap's name was James Richards. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is, of course, he set a time of 22 seconds. Hooray! Except that Louis did 20 seconds at Summer of Sonic 2008. Now, Guinness did not forget their world record, but they did sort of find a way around it. The point is that a world record is a world record specific to its platform in video gaming. So whilst it was done on the Mega Drive at Summer of Sonic
in 20 seconds,
it was officially confirmed. Now people have done 20 seconds before, I think, to be fair.
Yeah.
But it was like, again, it was the first time that this has been confirmed. The thing with the LucasAid one, the joysticks, was there was no current world record, ratified world record set for They never want any of the 16-bit Sonic games on the next generation consoles. Right. There's not one for Sonic 2, there's not one for Sonic 3, there's not one for Sonic and Knuckles. There just isn't any. Or CD either, for that effect. Not on a modern console. So technically, they could have just done it on the Wii as well. Mm-hmm. They could have done it on the Wii. I think I'm about to set one on the Wii next week. Oh, Guinness, come round. I'm going to set a world record. That's a hi, thank you. So it's not a question of they didn't do it. But so this is ideal for Sonic the Hedgehog 2 game is ideal for spectators and fast, which allows multiple attempts by participants at the event. So it was on Sonic 2, sorry. That was it, really. It was that there actually wasn't a ratified world record for that. They were aware of the they were very much aware of the Mega Drive version, because it was obviously based upon the Mega Drive version that they were playing. So they were very much aware of this fact, and they actually weren't going to accept it as a world record if it was above 23 seconds. So it had to be 22 seconds or less. And they were actually saying the current world record on the, this isn't part of their press release, okay guys, the current world record on the PAL Genesis in brackets Mega Drive is 20 seconds. So they were in fact aware of it, okay. And it was adjudicated by a world record, a Guinness World Record adjudicator, presumably by the same person who was there last time. Joan Richard is actually the record holder for the fastest completion of Sonic the Hedgehog 3. There's also some, five elite game players, including James, are going to attempt on the record until the record is broken. Yeah, whatever. So that was it. They broadcast it and they went bleh. Now, to be fair, even Sega went back to them and just went, you know, you do realise that there is this other record that was set by them. I have on my desk at work, and it's been proven very useful. I have actually got the 2008 and 2009 versions of the Guinness Gaming Book of Records. So I was actually able to look up the Summer of Sonic one and just hand it over to Helen Lawson, who is the senior brand manager in charge of Sonic from Sega Europe, who frankly you should all be thankful for. And basically we sort of passed on to them that, you know, our guys know this is a bit, you know, rah. Mm-hmm. And we just take it with a pinch of salt, really, is all I can say. What I was saying earlier to some of the chaps on Xbox Live was it may be a good idea, because obviously this wasn't set properly in our minds anyway. I think in the minds of the fan base, this record is not a record. If the guy's that good, then we give him the opportunity. So I'm going to make the suggestion, and dear God Almighty, I'm actually talking about something for Summer of Sonic 2010, which I didn't particularly want to do, but it seems to make sense. We invite James to SOS 10 and give him the opportunity on the Mega Drive to try and, you know, equal or better Louis' time. Does that sound fair to you guys? Let me know. Anyway,
Getting better light.
Getting better light. She's taking it very seriously, folks. Very seriously indeed. Spawn says, screw Guinness, video game records is all about Twin Galaxies. I'll have you know that all the records are actually done by Twin Galaxy Rules. If you look in the back of the book, it will actually says that. What's all the apostrophe scenes? This is nonsense. Stop it. Stop it now. Time for some questions in a bit. Hope we've had a few more. I've had one more. Two more. Awesome. I'm basically enjoying myself at the moment. I have a week off, which I know is amazing. It seems an amazing achievement. I've actually got 2 weeks off this month, which is mainly due to the fact that I have to work so much. I actually don't have time I don't have enough time to take weeks off holiday. Yeah.
Because all them ready games you guys keep producing.
So, well, it's not just that at all. So, I've left for a week with explicit instructions not to bugger up Needle Mouse or anything like that in my absence.
Which they've already managed
to do. No, they have not, have they not?
They might.
Who knows?
The work day starts tomorrow, so...
they have a week. They have a week to make... they have a week to survive without me. they managed to last a day the other week. Without me, yeah, doing all sorts of things. Actually, I need to get on playing Needle Mouse again at some point.
Yeah.
I need some more time on that. You just reminded me of that. Thank you. But yeah, they managed to. It's good because I didn't really put, you know, if you've got a question about Sonic, you know, just panic and stall for time until I get back. That was actually on my office email for the Italian one. It's like, if you get a question about, it's like, panic and stall for time until I get back. There's all sorts of decisions going on at the moment. People working very hard on various things.
Yeah. Very interesting developments.
Interesting stuff.
Things that people will actually go woo.
People will go woo. It depends. So, well, we'll
people
see.
People go ooh.
People go ooh.
People and go, ooh. And I don't know about ah. They might go boo.
Well, people go boo whatever it is.
That's probably.
It's true. Sonic.
It's not Shenmue.
It's Sonic. It's people go boo. It's like, it's not what I want.
That's true.
I want it like it was on the 8-bit. Why don't you bring back the Master System, but with Dreamcast 2 level graphics? Etc.
Dreamcast 2.
Yeah, why the hell not? Dreamcast 2. Voltywin says, AK, what do you think about all the hype involving Project Needle Mouse? I will tell you that SOA were very surprised about the amount of about how everyone just went, oh my god! To which I responded by, you know, of course they went, oh my god! You just said it was 2D Sonic! But never mind. Never mind. That's never mind. SDK said it's trendy to bash Sonic. It's trendy to bash Sega as well, which is rather unfortunate. Earthheart says, you have one on Twitter from me. Yes, I'm aware of that fact. Don't worry. That's a question, by the way, not anything else. he has one on Twitter for me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hot, steamy, 140 characters of pleasure. Yeah, let's do that first then. Erfart asks, actually we've got another question for you as well. Erfart asks, to both of us, this includes you, Sweetie Pie.
Yes.
And speaking of pie, what is your favourite pie? Sweet and meal types if you can.
Excuse me, I just sneezed in case anyone wondered what that was in the background.
That was an epic.
I did not
epic...
step on the Needle Mouse, I promise. That was me.
You stepped on the Needle Mouse, you'd soon know about it. I'd be peeling off the ceiling.
Probably.
With a foot full of bristles and things, isn't it? What is your favourite sweet and meal type of pie?
It's just opening the option. If it says pie on it.
Pie. So I would say yours would be steak and kidney for the main one.
It's not my favorite. That would be my favorite meal pie, probably. Pot pie is my favorite, but then of course.
Pot pie. Wasn't he some sort of Chinese dictator?
No, pot pie is like when you put veg and like a whole soup and chicken or beef or anything inside it, and if you do it just right and you cook it and you break it all together, or you can leave it as is, and it's just like there's no one way to eat a Reese's cup, there's no one way to eat a pot pie because they're pretty much the same shape anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Sweet pie?
My favorite sweet pie is probably, and then of course they go into cheesecake, which is neither a cake. I don't don't know. What does cheesecake count as? Because it seems like a pie.
As a cake.
No, just because it's a
cake. Cheesecake is a cake.
No, it's not.
It's not a pie.
It's a pie.
How is cheesecake a pie?
Because it's a pie.
Is it? Right, that... Does cheesecake consist of pastry with pastry on top of it? No.
Alright, I like...
It's not a pie.
What's my favourite pie?
We could be here a while.
It's pretty much just a tie between apple and pumpkin, if I really have to say.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie.
Eka Hawk speaks the truth about pot pie. It has a crust, A-U-K. It's a cake pie hybrid.
You're trying to defend me.
It is not a... cheesecake is not a pie! The cheesecake is a lie.
Oh, dear. I've
gone... I want to know what Vija has. Thank you. Erfart says cheesecake is officially classed as a cake. He works at Tesco's. His word is law.
Bullshit. anyway, what's yours?
Like, oh, Shadow Fogler is going to ask. He's essentially going to ask the audience. So, if you think cheesecake is a cake, write cake in the IRC chat. If you think it's a pie, write pie in the chat room. And can you all do it together now?
Yeah, some people have lag. But you'll see it anyway.
I'm well aware of that.
So they'll shout out pie and you'll be like...
Pie! Cake! Cake!
Shut up!
Fruit? Cake and then fruit. Cake!
What?
Venus is cage!
Oh dear. This is just going all it's wrong. A cake.
Cheesecake is a cage! A cage of sweetness and fats. So far, there is one person that said pie.
Shut up. Because they agree with me and they're loyal followers and they will be the...
Blake says it's cake.
Yeah, of course you have
to. Everyone agrees with me.
Take his side? Sure. Whatever. Play the safe role. Don't deviate. Don't, like, totally try the other side of the fence.
Becky!
Stay with him.
The difference between taking the safe route and taking the route is actually right.
Doesn't really matter. Can't thus rebels just rebel for no good reason, even though it means nothing?
Cheesecake is a pie!
Why not?
Why not?
It doesn't matter.
The cheesecake is a lie. The cheesecake factory. Yeah. That's Lee's spin. That's Lee Brotherton's spin-off catering group, is Cheesecake Factory. Blake Draker says there are two sides of every cake.
Oh, for Christ's sakes. Now he's just trying to make it sound
cake, fruit and nuts.
I
don't know. We've got all sorts of cake jokes going on now. It's a cake with a crust which makes it pie-like, but it's still a cake. A cheesecake doesn't have a crust!
Yes, it does!
No, it doesn't!
Yes, it does! It just doesn't have a top crust. It depends on the way you make it, technically. It has a bottom crust and a side crust, because otherwise it would stick to whatever pan it's on. Okay.
Blake says he's sane, apparently.
He's not sane.
He's insane.
He's
insane in the membrane. Right, so the other news was, of course, that Jun Sunue asked me to go. He mailed me and Angie from the Crush 40 fan group. And just, basically, guys, I'm gonna put out the demo on YouTube for the album. Mm-hmm. Exactly like you did with What the Works. Actually, I've got to check this. I want to see if Jun Sunue actually did what I suggested. If he hasn't, he just fails completely. I'm sorry. If you remember the one for the works, it was completely blank and had nothing at all. And I just said to June that, you know, perhaps it might be an idea to put this fantastic artwork that you've got on for the album, put the album cover in it. You know, it's not hard.
Yeah.
So I'm currently waiting for YouTube to load. The internet's very, very slow.
Yep. It's called peak hours for a reason.
Ah, dear, dear. Taking ages. Blake says it's sponge. What sponge?
Sponge cake.
I have no idea either what he's talking about.
He's crazy.
In the meantime,
yay! It looks not half bad.
The DJ says, seeing as I'm playing DJ Hero while listening to you, of course. Wait, so that means I'm a track on DJ Hero? That's kind of scary.
Sweet. How do you wrap that? Go on.
I reckon it's simply because the Daryl at the start.
I guess, possibly.
What's each of your favourite music based game?
Music based game? I guess I'd play it, say, Guitar Hero and Rock Band, because those are the only music quote unquote based games. There is one that I wanted to play that's kind of old, but I can't remember what it is. It's like Raz or something crazy like that.
Rez,
that's the one. That's the one I want to play, but I haven't been able to. Man, are you not, like, boiling in here, honestly?
No. Well, actually, I'm very hot, yeah.
Alright, open the window. The heat's already off. Open that. Kill you.
Kill me. I'm going to say Guitar Hero 3, because it was the Guitar Hero before it started getting pretentious.
Sure.
Lag is terrible, says Blake Draco.
Tis a terrible thing. It kills raids and slays internet.
Slays internet? Yep. Or does it slay innuendos?
Maybe. Slay more innuendos. Once I've got one arm done, and once I have the other arm done, the sketch is complete, as far as I'm concerned.
All sketching data has been copied.
Quiet, you.
Right.
And if Sega steals it, I'm gonna be pissed. By the way, if they even think about touching my sketch, I'm gonna be like, bitch, I did it first. Fuck you.
And they'll be like, bitch, I think you're fine. That's a mix of two of our characters, and we can do what the fuck we like.
Shut up. I want just a little credit, even a special thanks. Damn it, I want more credit than my husband gets on a video game.
Anyway, here's the it's 4 minutes 30 preview of the best of Crush 40. And the answer is he hasn't.
Oh.
Oh no, he's not even put it up on the blimmin' YouTube yet. Where's he put it?
Maybe he didn't put it up yet.
I thought this was put it up as the wallpaper. Oh yeah, they've had to put somebody checking the comments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't understand why it's not there then. What's happened to it? Because I thought it was up there. Well, it was up on crush40.net. But I have it, so I'm going to play it now, basically.
Rather than look it up and try to see if they actually
did it. Earl says if a cheesecake has a crust, it means it's going off. Which is very
true. That's not true! Cheesecake has a crust, bite me! And I've eaten plenty of cheesecake with crust, so.
Actually, Project Fear says, does that mean myself and AUK hold joint copyright because we came up with the actual concept? This is Project Fear. And yes, it probably does. Why not?
No! It's mine! None of you all can have it. None of you all have my artistic.
Hedgy Lightning says AUK could be a spy for Sega.
The fact that he works.
Oh, trust me, they're not that interested in what I have to say.
No,
more's the pity. Anyway, here is that previous 4 minutes for the of all the stuff.
Does that mean June actually listens to this show, maybe?
June doesn't listen to this show, no.
No?
Lee's been known to.
You listen to the same show Lee listens to. I don't know.
Well, remember Lee chastised me for mocking Silver.
Oh, right.
On
James but you do that all the time anyway.
It's no use. I'll continue to mock the bastard. Oh, he feels protective of him. Anyway, here's his preview. And we'll be back in a bit. See you in 4 minutes 30. We just everyone mocks Silver. Whatever. And there we go. Sorry about that. Click the button to turn it on to turn it on to the music, and for some reason it didn't do it. Interesting. All you heard was me and Echo talking about what V just said, so nothing too dramatic.
Except for Lee, who's now probably going to chastise us again.
Well, no, not. I don't see why. Some of the tricks are standing good, apparently, says Project Phoenix. Yeah, it was a nice little thing. I'm sure not many of you actually heard that yet, so there we go. There is some lag issues creeping, apparently.
Wow. And worst comes to worst, if they really miss something, they can download the tracks.
Exactly. If you have missed anything on the show, you can easily download it when it goes onto Sonic Rex. SonicRex.com.
You know, that's...
Yeah, that site you should be bloody going to.
You should be getting more credit and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, other questions now. Joe Forever says... Sonic from a couple of weeks back. That's why, yes. Get rid of that one. There was another question for me in the chat. Hedgy Lightning says, AK and Echo, what is your opinion on the increasing number of characters in the Sonic series?
It depends, because some of them I like and some of them I don't. It's just getting to a point where if you have a game that uses all 50 of them, then you're gonna be in trouble because nobody's going to know all their names. That's just new to the series and things like that. And if you use characters like Jet's limited to, with the exception of Mario and Sonic at the Winter Olympic Games.
Which is in those, yes.
He's limited to the racing games, the Sonic games.
His very nature,
right,
limits him in the way he can.
Exactly. He doesn't participate in the Shadow games. He doesn't participate in the other games. And then you've got Shadow, and every once in a while he pops up because he's kind of involved in that way. And he's a fairly easy to remember, easy to recognize character. And you get... You know, Amy, obviously always chasing him and stuff like that. But then you get Marine, who, like, popped in for, what, 2 games and is gone again.
1.
She was in...
Rush Adventure, that was
it. Oh, Rush Adventure, right. And so she's only in, like, 1. And granted, I mean, if you know every single character, good for you, I guess. But, you know, it's...
Well, that's about to think about this. Because, I mean, Blaze, I continue to feedback that keep overusing Blaze. Because it's like, hi, I'm from another world. Oh, I'm just here visiting again.
It's
like,
the same God's with Silver, sake. To some extent.
Silver's now... Yeah,
getting
Silver as well.
Getting close to that.
Silver's in the future. These other characters that are enacted... Actually, think of the characters from the...
Game
from Adventure onwards, okay? And whether or not they're actually active now, okay? Mm-hmm. So, starting with Adventure...
Right.
E-102 Gamma.
Nope.
Inactive.
Nope.
You've got Big the Cat, who is definitely active.
Yes.
I'll tell you right now, guys, Sonic Team loves Big the Cat.
Why?
They absolutely love Big the Cat.
Why?
And quite a lot of people at SOE love Big the Cat.
Why?
Much to my sort of exasperation.
Why?
It's like, oh, we love like Big, he's sweet.
I kind of like...
He's... Dumb!
That's the point. He's kind of that roly-poly character.
Raggy!
You can push him down a hill and he's just
in,
look up.
He's in Mario and Sonic as well.
Well, that is a little silly. I mean, I'm glad they didn't put him in the original Mario and Sonic. They put Vector in...
He's you get a mission from him in certainly the DS version. I'm not quite sure about the Wii version.
Well,
but you get a mission from him in the DS version. So Big's active.
Yeah.
Obviously,
no, you still like Charmy more, I think.
Charmy!
Amy is obviously at... I'm thinking of Ab and the Bashy again.
Yeah.
Well, Amy obviously was redone, but she's active, obviously.
Right.
Okay. Yes. Right, so Adventure 2. Rouge, active. Shadow, active.
Omega...
Mega active. Omega's sort of semi-active, although he's in both Mario and Sonics as well.
Yeah, but he's not.
In terms of... think of Riders now.
Mm-hmm.
Jet's semi-active.
But the other two are just...
Storm and Wave, they're inactive. Rush, you've got, well, technically Vanilla, I suppose, if you want to. Obviously, I know she's in the advance,
yeah.
But Vanilla's not appeared for yonks. Blaze, yes, obviously, too much in my opinion, anyway. Rush Adventure, Marine, not seen her since.
Thank God for that.
Heroes, the Chaotics, who are very much reduced to cameo story appearances now.
What is it? Charmy is in. The first Olympics game, I know.
Yeah, no, Charm is in.
And Vex
again.
Is in there.
Vex is only playable.
Yeah, that's true. And Espio is seen as kind of on the side as well. So technically they're still active, they're just not all prominent characters.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I think Vex is more or less tied with Espio now as the character that is the most played Chaotic's character. I'm not sure. If so, that means I've got to redo the bloody text on Sonic City again, which would be annoying. What else is good? Eggman Nega, of course.
Mm-hmm.
He's sort of semi there. He's there when they want a bad guy that's not Eggman, but still looks like Eggman.
And is generally a
Captain Whisker, Wesker, whatever his name is.
He's
inactive, as are the stupid parrots and Johnny, who was originally going to be human. There's a fact for you didn't know.
What?
Johnny.
Oh.
His concept artwork shows Johnny in a human form.
Really?
Yep.
Too bad you kicked his ass and never
used him. Yeah, see? You learned something with Radio Redux. Nobody knew that. I'm revealing stuff. What else have we got? Character-wise, from Shadow, Dark Doom's dead.
Technically, but he's
He is dead. The commander you kind of
see every
He was in Chronicles, wasn't he?
He's also suggested kind of behind any other gun activities.
Well, yeah.
Basically, just very implied Bell uses voice and stuff,
but
you don't really see another
one. 06, Elise, inactive. Mephiles no longer exists.
Well, technically, Elise isn't allowed to be active.
But
God
inactive, and obviously Solara is not inactive. And Silver is active.
Silver is active, a little bit suspiciously.
Metal Sonic 3.0 is inactive. This is from Rivals, the game.
Yeah.
This is Eggman Nega's Metal Sonic.
See, what the hell, honestly? There's like all these versions.
Like yellow and black.
Oh, well then that makes sense, I suppose. But there's like some. You could say Metal Sonic as a general character is probably fairly active.
I mean, who else is there, though?
Chip will never be seen again.
Chip is officially inactive for the next 5,000 years or whatever it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
You will not see Chip again for 5,000 years. Werehog inactive, obviously, because Werehog's definitely... Unless Sonic lives for another 5,000 years, and the same thing happens, and...
Unless somebody can break out Gaia before that 5,000 years, then you're all fucked.
Is Shuffle in that time period? I think it is. Void and Lumina, they're inactive.
There's
a vast array of characters that are completely inactive.
And you only see, like,
Ninja. Yeah.
I like his bent arm more than I like his straight arm.
His likeness is Mighty, but Mighty wasn't in that sort of period.
Well, he was early, but
in terms of characters, Mighty's inactive, Tikal's inactive, got Tikal. She's inactive,
Chaos
inactive.
Technically. You can't just call him Chaos,
because
it's like...
Gerald Robotnik's dead, Maria is dead.
Well, we kind of confirmed that about 50 years ago, man.
Chow are always active. Chow are semi-active, I would say, actually.
Were they ever truly fully active?
But I think of all the other characters, though. Ray is... Ray's the very definition of inactive.
Poor thing.
Knack / Fang inactive.
Bark's gone.
Bark inactive. Bean inactive. Egg Robo inactive. All these characters, man. All the weird actors. The actual amount of characters that are actually...
Crap, you know what Sega could do? And I'm sure this will be like a crossing thought and you're going to have to shoot him down because it'll be a terrible idea. You know where they get these ginormous fighter games and they put like 50 bajillion characters in from a certain franchise and some you've only ever seen once? Don't let them do it. Please don't let them do it.
Mecha Knuckles inactive, Tails Doll inactive, Chocolat is inactive, Cheese inactive, Cream is semi-active.
Well, then technically Cheese is semi-active.
Because no, because Cheese is not always with such. Cream is in Sonic, Mario Sonic, at least in the DS version, without Cheese.
Oh my god. Friendship is broken.
But Tails Doll inactive. Chocolat Chow.
Poor Chow.
Sonic Team versus Capcom. No!
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 Besides, I think Capcom...
Sonic versus...
Oh,
dear. Download Mugen and... Sonic Team versus Bungie. No! Stop it! You're getting worse. No, 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 no.
Bungie doesn't... I hate to say it,
no.
But Bungie really doesn't
no.
have that many releases.
Yeah, Bungie just have, what? Hey, Master Chief versus...
That's pretty much it.
The band as well.
Chunks against an elite. Are we asking more questions?
We're 16
minutes past the hour.
Yeah, I know. There's some posts here from the previous week.
Is there? Somebody's not
doing their job. Just you. Boo. Right. Einigel Vanto says, do you pity Rouge for her lame voice actor?
Not really. I mean, she's always... I won't say she's had an outstanding voice actor, but she's always had the voice that fits. So, I mean, you know, when you get these weird skulky characters like Shadow, it can be very, you know, touch and go. But with Rouge, it's kind of... She doesn't...
I preferred Rouge's original delivery.
Of course you
do. I preferred... is it Lani or Marnie? Lani. Lani's original delivery on that. Adventure 2. Hero, she became like quite hyperactive.
She did get a little bit.
Alright, babe, this makes us a team. Does it? Oh. You know, I've got some dry cleaning I need to pick up.
trying to effectively pull
and then, she got replaced by Karen, and Lani's one was already, was always very, you know. She was very sultry, and then Karen came along and made her, hi, I'm a 40 a day whore. Like, hello, handsome. The price list is on the door. If you could reprogram metal to do anything, what would it be? This is answering you as well.
I'm not going to say, because I have people who are listening who already know.
Bow chicka wow wow. You cheat on me with an evil doppelganger robot, and I swear you'll be in for such a talking to.
First you get me. Oh, God.
Oh, also asks what we did for Halloween.
Dim the lights and make sure nobody
bothered
us.
Yeah, pretty much.
we
had some leftover Chinese.
Yeah.
And I played some Golden Axe. I've been playing Golden Axe the last couple of days. Golden Axe Beast Rider.
Yeah.
I actually cannot physically see what anyone has anything wrong with it. I don't understand.
It's not easy and it's not straightforward. And
it's an old fashioned hack and slash. Now, it's not the original Golden Axe. It's not supposed to be the original Golden Axe. But it's like, what's everyone's problem with it? It's actually quite fun.
It's actually quite,
it's fun with a bit of a challenge. No, it's no, there are stuff that's going to dick you over if you're not careful there.
Yeah, I've proven that to you.
I did find a really annoying bug in it, which I must admit was obviously incredibly annoying.
How was it annoying?
Because it then rendered you completely incapable of actually finishing doing anything other than die.
Oh, Oh, that whole blowing thing.
Yeah, the thing on the pathway, which is like, awesome, now you've gone back to take, now you've gone back to get some mana, like you've been doing for the past, you know, past few, as you're expected to, because they're a mana thing now. Now that you've gone back, we're going to make sure this, thing that's going to just blow air and knock you off the ledge is going to be active again, except the thing that you've already used to turn it off is still lit. So there's actually no way to stop it from doing anything. So anything you can do is just die.
It's just planning.
But that's that.
Thinking ahead.
It's still a really fun game.
It's pretty tough and intense, don't get me wrong. I'm a better beast rider.
Blake Draco says, I know what she'd do.
Yeah,
I think we all know what she'd do.
No, you don't all know what I do.
Check on that.
Shut up. It's not true.
Je t'aime, oui, je t'aime.
Is that all? Was a question for me or both of us?
Sorry, what?
Was that a question for me or both of
us? What do we do for Halloween, or just Metal Sonic?
Metal Sonic.
No, Echo.
Okay.
If you could program anything, just you. Accusing finger in your direction. Just you. Do you want to see my dipstick? Oil pressure is at maximum.
Honestly.
Fire in the Hole says, do you think I need to get out more?
Probably. I need to get out.
Who knows? Edgar Hook, would you serve homemade pastries during SOS 2010? What?
Apparently somebody wants to see me in a maid outfit, but hey.
It's Metal Sonic.
Shut up.
Okay, are you excited for Project Needle Mouse? What do you expect from the game? I am excited for Project Needle Mouse, but I'm not going to answer the next part of the question.
Well, you can't because you already...
Can you give the Green Hill Act 1 world record to T-Bird just because you can?
Nope.
No, because we're not representative of Guinness at all.
Nope.
Both. Should I email Sagal to bring back the Chow Girl in Needle Mouse? I have actually fed back about Chow for several things, actually. Sort of going, you know the Chow. You know the fact that the fan base likes Chow and the Chow Garden. It'd be nice if you brought back the Chow. Hint, hint, Chow. Chow, 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 Chow. Chow? Chow.
Did you really write an email like that?
Yeah, I wrote an email like that.
Cool.
Dear Azuka-san. Chow, 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 chow.
Chow. Send him the
chow
puppet. It's like, this is what will become.
Hello! Yeah, Mr. Azuka-san. How do you do? Why do you do such a bad job at things? Stop writing on that piece of paper for a moment. Listen to me, the chow puppet. Hello, everyone. Okay, have you ever searched yourself on YouTube? Yes, I have, several times, actually. It's interesting. It's just a search I have to do, obviously, for looking up for SOS footage.
Ciao! Which sometimes you're represented as that guy who played
that
Wentos.
That guy. The Wentos guy.
The Wentos guy. Not specifically you, because apparently you somehow fooled a couple of people into believing you were really some guy that looked like Wentos, and nobody figured out that you ran off stage, ran upstairs, got changed, came back
there, down. Believe it or not, there were a couple of people who thought I was somebody else. It's like it's the whole Clark Kent thing with the glasses. The glasses came off. Oh my god, it's someone else!
That's great. So great.
Hey everyone, it's Super Wentos! Echo Hawk, do you like ITV, the television channel?
I do, actually. It's very vague, but I'll go with it. Yes, I do like some of the shows on ITV, obviously.
Okay, do you find it strange that all but one question had you as the second word, including this one? Not particularly. On the second note, yes, I find it incredibly strange, and I'm whole and weirded. I'm freaking out at the prospect. I think we've pretty much gone to the end of the questions already. There are no questions. There are no more questions.
Mm-hmm.
I think T.A. Black's going to do a question, but he's too late, he's out of time.
Failure.
He just says, answer my question.
What question?
Is that the question I'd already answered about number of characters in the Sonic series? Yes, I think I had.
And I think we had a very long discussion about it, actually. If anybody wants to see a scary, wear metal Sonic thingy, I'm going to put...
How do you like this Chow Morse code? Chow Chow! Chow 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 Chow! Chow Chow!
I have finished that Ready sketch. I'm going to probably put it on Eon as well as on DeviantArt.
Oh yeah, put it on Fear Online. You've got to go on, you've got to sign up and be active on the Fear Online to actually view it.
That's all you have to do, really, though.
That's just really nice for first effort little sketch thing.
Yeah, I just hate poses. If I can get the pose in my mind... What?
You know why I'm grinning?
Why are you grinning?
Because you've always signed your things B-A-D.
I had to change it.
Becca and Dylan.
Yeah.
And it's now B-A-E.
Yeah.
Becca and Eva. Because before it was bad.
Yeah.
But now it looks like you've signed it as a member of British Aerospace.
Great.
But I just thought it was fun. I noticed that. Yeah. Oh, aren't you sweet? Aww. Pico Pico.
Pico Pico, what?
Has joined Sonic Stadium.
Point taken. Scary ass hammer. Alright, I guess.
Actually, I'm surprised. We should have put Pico Pico into All Stars Racing, you know. That would have been cool. They were in Superstars Tennis.
I see.
That's one of the mini games for to play Pico Pico.
Oh!
Or a variation of.
Let's just turn off. Oh. Okay. Anyway.
I completely agree, SDK, incidentally, on that point. But that's it. I think it's time to go. No, power mix thing Hedgie asked me for. What, Crush 49? Crush 40.
Crush 49. As opposed to...
There you go. Massive power mix of With Me. That's what they want, apparently. So we got that. We'll have that, but I want something beforehand. Don't know what. I'm quickly looking through the look on something.
Get something Sonic.
Sonic-y. I could put something Sonic-y on, couldn't I? So I've already got lots of Sonic-y stuff.
Sonic-y stuff.
Just quickly scanning through. Let's anyone got any suggestions?
I see.
As in you got a suggestion?
I wanted something from Unleashed.
You want something from Unleashed?
Something else from Unleashed. Let's see. What's a good one? Let's see. How about Arid Sands Day? Or have you done that one?
I don't know.
Well,
Arid.
It's right there.
So we'll have that, and we'll follow it up with the massive power mix of With Me. Okay, guys? But that is it. That is all for this week. We'll be back next week at the usual time for more, really? Just more.
More!
Echo's going to put up the pick, and check out Sonic Rex for the link later on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've been Arch NGK. This has been Echo Hawk.
Bye, guys.
And you've been listening to Radio Redux. We'll see you next week. Bye for now.